You're listening to SBS News.
Russians have flocked to annexed Crimea for their summer holidays this year, a place considered to be mostly protected from the conflict. Perhaps not now. Mid-afternoon, a series of explosions rocked the Sakhy military base. Authorities say at least one person was killed and several wounded. Russia's Ministry of Defence claimed they were caused by a violation of fire safety requirements at a munitions storage facility. Here's Russian-installed governor of Crimea, Sergei Aksionov.
It's too early to talk about the reasons for what happened. The investigative commission will find everything out.
Amateur footage clearly shows simultaneous blasts at two different locations. Then a short while later, a third blast. Russian tourist Natalia Lipovaya describes the incident.
I got out of the car and went to wash my hands and I heard, "The earth is gone from under my feet." Well, I'm standing and it seems to me that I either took off or went underground. I was so scared. My husband jumped up, he was resting and said, "What happened?" And then we were moving away and we immediately saw such a cloud and a column of smoke above us.
Russia claimed no aircraft were damaged, but satellite imagery from earlier in the day showed at least two dozen on the ground, the incident prompting thousands of Russian visitors to flee the peninsula. Ukraine's armed forces putting out a cheeky statement, noting that the presence of occupying troops in Ukrainian Crimea is not compatible with the tourist season. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky issuing a message far more serious.
This Russian war against Ukraine and against all of free Europe began with Crimea and must end with Crimea. It's liberation.
The location of the explosions is beyond the range of the rockets supplied to Ukraine by the United States. An unidentified official in Kyiv told the New York Times a device exclusively of Ukrainian manufacture was used. President Zelensky vowed to take Crimea from Russia.
Today, a lot of attention is paid to the topic of Crimea, and that's right, because Crimea is Ukrainian, and we will never give it up. We will not forget that the Russian war against Ukraine began with the occupation of Crimea. Russia has turned our peninsula, which has always been and will always be one of the best places in Europe, into one of the most dangerous places in Europe. Russia brought large-scale repression, environmental problems, economic hopelessness, and war to Crimea. The war.
Claims and counterclaims are often hard to verify. Russia suggests missiles destroyed a Ukrainian ammunition depot where American supplies were stored. But if it's confirmed Ukraine played some part in the Crimea blasts, it would mark a turning point in this conflict. A message to Moscow that areas it thought to be protected are no longer so, and a major embarrassment for Vladimir Putin, which could lead to a significant Russian response. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.